Let's do Riled Up. The line was humming last night once again at 610-771-9751. I hope you hit it. If you did, listen closely, because Andrew Combe threw him this morning. He finds the best. Only the best. He doesn't find mediocre. He doesn't find subpar. He finds the cream of the crop. Let's see what came in last night.
20 plays. 20 offensive plays. Golden Tate was on the field for only 20 offensive plays. Less than 40% of our plays, we go out and get this guy who has torched the Cowboys. He's just a good receiver, and he's sticking his butt on the sideline.
Well, I agree with you.
It is crazy that you see Amari Cooper, the effect that he's had, and the lack of effect Golden Tate has had.
Yeah, in one game.
Crazy.
No, in one game. It's ridiculous. 200 and whatever it was, 50-some yards.
He's versus, changed that whole team.
Versus Golden Tate being a shadow.
Yeah, Amari Cooper's changed that entire offense. They're a legit offense now.
I don't understand how Golden Tate could be so, just so dismissed. How they could not utilize Golden Tate. It makes no sense to me.
He looks weak.
Well, no, it's Peterson. I mean, all due respect, Doug. You got to make it work.
Yeah, no, you're right. And they've done a terrible job integrating him. Terrible. What's next?
Wondering what to get that Eagle fan who seems to have everything. May I suggest this holiday season, get to your nearest bookstore and get Clueless, How a Super Bowl Champion Became an Idiot by Doug Peterson. You'll get to understand what we don't understand, he doesn't understand.
Now, what was his book called that was brought up in the press conference?
Fearless.
Fearless. It looks fearful.
Clueless.
Is that the sequel?
Clueless. Sequel.
Oh, man. Well, it started out as Clueless. That was like a pamphlet book, a paperback. And then he wrote Fearless, the hardcover. And now he's going to write
Clueless 2?
Clueless Part 2.
Did you read the book?
No. I don't get into reading that stuff. Did you read it?
No.
You're a big reader.
I am, but I don't.
You read Sal's book.
That was the only book I read.
Okay.
I have interest in Zach's book. I still will read that.
Zach Berman's?
Yeah.
Underdogs, is that what it's called?
Yeah, but I haven't read that one yet.
I read the Foles book. I mean,
did you?
It was pretty good, actually.
Was it? Yeah, I can see
because
that.
It's more spiritual,
right?
Yeah, and it tells a story about like his wife being sick and that kind of stuff and how they worked through it.
I can see that.
And he talked about almost retiring. So it was actually a pretty good book.
You could actually make a movie on him. He'd be an interesting guy to make a movie about. Foles?
Yes.
The Rise?
I mean, it's a great story.
It really is.
It's got all the elements of it.
Even as
the problem is
high school and college and everything too.
I mean, the problem with it is we've seen that story. It's Rocky in football pads. Like you're going to do another, right? Like except he wins a Super Bowl.
It's a story that's already been told.
Yeah, that's the problem with it.
But instead of the full movie, it's the 30 for 30.
Yes.
That'd be a good 30
for
30.
That would be a great 30
for
30.
How about, I can't wait for this week's 30 for 30.
Who is it?
42-1. Do you guys see it?
No.
42-1.
I saw the preview for it.
Buster Douglas, Mike Tyson.
Really?
Yeah. I'm in on that.
It's one of those sports moments I remember very vividly because I can hear Jim Lampley saying it over and over again. And he said, say it now. James Buster Douglas, heavyweight champion. He kept repeating it after Tyson lost the mouthpiece and couldn't get up.
I was in a ski trip in the...
ski trip?
Yes. Yeah, believe it or not.
What? What?
I was at a ski trip in the Catskills. I didn't ski.
You sat in the chalet and drank.
Correct. We were in the Catskills. And like all of a sudden we got word because the fight was a Saturday night. It was in Japan, remember?
Yeah.
Like, that Tyson lost. We're like, what?
And you're going to who?
Buster Douglas? What the hell?
Yeah. Remember smoking Burt Cooper back then?
Yeah, smoking Burt Cooper.
What's next?
The refs, man. I mean, at this point, it's honestly just ruining the product on the field. I'm not even mad, really. I mean, we took the bowl last year, but for them just to be calling things that haven't been called all year, like even though Ezekiel Elliott was a penalty, that shouldn't have been called. And then that call on the field goal, then you got Dallas Goedert. I mean, and the timing in which they're calling these, it's just ruining the product. They got to do something about it.
What are they going to do? The NFL's had this issue with officiating for years now.
Yeah, I don't know what you can do, man.
I don't know where else they can go or what else they can do to fit. Because you had a situation on that opening kickoff where common sense needed to be applied. And apparently, common sense was not at AT&T Stadium. Because they couldn't clearly see that an Eagle recovered it, even though Camus got up with the ball. And there were only Eagle players where said ball was fumbled to. How the common sense doesn't come into that equation is stunning to me.
No, I mean,
a huge game.
We understand that you can't, you're not supposed to piece together footage, right? Like, it's got to be clear cut.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, in that spot when you got the ball disappearing into three Eagles. Come on, man. I mean, let's be real here.
Did they mistake the jersey?
But like, here's the biggest problem. On the field, it was screwed up. First, they missed it. I don't know how you miss it.
The fumble.
They're like roaches. They're all over the field, those officials. Yet they missed it. Then they blow the whistle.
Kill the play.
You blow the whistle before you can shout. There he is. There's the Eagle player with the ball. They teach you not to blow the whistle. Kill the play.
They can't help themselves but to go to the whistle, though. It's crazy.
No, but they've done a great job all season long at not blowing the whistle. But, well, mysteriously, it happens on Sunday.
In Dallas. With
right.
First place on the line. What's next?
I wish we didn't have field goal kickers in the NFL. Little kicky made that field goal, we would have won 20 minutes ago. But instead, I'm sitting out here in a freezing cold, taking my dog out, listening to this loss. Because Amari Cooper had 3 touchdowns and 217 whatever the f*** yards. It's unbelievable. Jim Schwartz sucks. Howie Rosen sucks for not giving up a first round for Amari Cooper.
Well, there's plenty of blame to go around. I broke down the top 5 Tuesday issues presently and going forward with the Eagles. I gave them to you. I'll give them to you again. You want them again?
Yeah, go for it.
All right, I got the list right here. Top 5 Tuesday list. Offensive line. Running backs, lack of a stretch the field wide receiver, defensive secondary, more so cornerbacks than anything else, although you're going to need to figure out what you're going to do at safety with McLeod. Jim Schwartz, GM, and Dougie P. Top 5 issues with the Eagles right now this season,
man.
And perhaps going forward. We'll see how that plays out.
After that performance, I hope everybody calls the league office. 212-450-2000. Light their asses up about Cleet Blakeman.
I love it. Cleet Blakeman.
What a villainous name that is. Cleet. It's a total southern boy kind of name, isn't it?
Yeah, but wait a second. Cleet is from the law firm of in Omaha. He's a Midwest man.
Mm-hmm.
From the play, he's a lawyer. He's a partner in a law firm.
Yeah. I hope he practices law better than he does referee.
You wonder the kind of business he does with maybe a corporation that is owned by Jerry Jones.
Carlson and Burnett. That was your law firm.
Right.
Carlson and Burnett.
I wonder if
Jerry has a client.
You wonder if there's a client?
On retainer?
Who knows? We're lawyers. Gotta. If you get their lawyers, you get the bad guys.
All right.
With a Tom Bigby?
Tom Cruise.
What's next?
I'm so riled up. They talked all this time about wanting Dak Prescott to beat him in the air. Put the game on Dak Prescott. Well, Dak Prescott's having a freaking great game, and he just keeps finding Amari Cooper. How come these corners can't cover him? There's no safety help back there. God, they piss me off.
Well, you got Bosby out there trying to cover, and Sidney Jones on a lame hamstring trying to cover him with no help doesn't make any sense. But I don't know that Dak had a great game.
He didn't, actually.
He had a couple plays, but yeah. I mean, two interceptions, one in the red zone, and a fumble. So I wouldn't call that a great game by Dak.
Agreed.
By any stretch. What's next?
I usually don't call this one, but I am the day I listen all the time. This game is total bullshit. The refs killed us. Doug Peterson, Mike Groh, the play calling was horrible. No rhythm to the game. Now you're going to have all these Cowboys fans just talking all year about how they swept the Eagles.
Unless the Eagles can find their way to the playoffs and get a first-round matchup against the Cowboys down in Big D again and avenge the two losses and end their season.
How amazing would that be?
That'd be great, right? Yeah. And then the next week you go to New Orleans and take on the Saints down in the Superdome and you try and avenge the 44-7. What was it, 44-7 they lost that game? Now that would be fun.
44-7.
Up until kickoff of that game.
7.
Up until kickoff of that game against the Saints. It'll be a lot of fun.
It'll be a blast.
What's next?
Wow! Oh, my goodness! I gotta give credit where credit's due. Andrew got me with that, man. It took me till halfway through that sound effect to realize it was Billy Madison. I thought somebody was really slamming him. I'm like, wow, this thing's about to get interesting.
He played that after the press conference yesterday where... Basically, that sound clip ends with...
Give me Billy Madison again.
Do you have that?
It was awesome.
And it was well placed.
It was incredible. I was riveted.
That press conference
what you just said...
There we go.
...is one of the most insanely idiotic things I have ever heard. At no point in your rambling, incoherent response were you even close to anything that could be considered a rational thought. Everyone in this room is now dumber for having listened to it.
Huh?
I award you no points, and may God have mercy on your soul.
All right. So how do you not like Adam Sandler movies there, Ant?
Yeah.
You know what's funny? I'd never seen it.
You never saw Billy Madison?
Nope.
Well, that was during the peak Sandler days.
No, I never saw it.
Yeah,
but whoever,
the woman in that was tremendous.
Who delivered that? That little soliloquy.
It's a good question.
I'm not sure.
I'll try to dig up the IMDb.
But it's awesome.
The teacher in Billy Madison...
And mind you,
sensational.
The way you played it right off the press conference, because he was rambling a bit. It's amazing. He was asked, and this is, it's a shame. He's a nice man. He really is. But he's terrible sometimes with the media. They're asking him about not going for two. I agreed with him. You don't take the points off. You play for overtime. You're not going to let the game just come down to one play. So I agree with them. But instead of just saying... I'm not letting the game come down to one play. Forget about anything else. I'm not letting the game down to come to one play. Case closed.
Live to fight another day.
He has to talk about, the deep math and this and that. And he's making it up on the go. And he sounds so bad doing it.
When he gets stressed, he has a hard time.
He does, and he's pulling stuff out. Well, the analytics, Doug, no. It has nothing to do with analytics. Just say, that was my decision. I'm not taking points off the board. I'm not letting the game go down to one play, all right? I'm not doing it. That's it.
And leave it at that.
And you don't have to, who are they that you have to answer to? The media. Seriously. First of all, it's wrong to even go for two in that spot and risk the entire game on one play. Just go and say it.
And leave it at that.
And then they'll respect you. And they'll go, all right, that's it.
Yeah, you got their sound quote.
Try to make crazy, ridiculous analytics.
Just trying to rationalize it.
No, but you know what the problem is? Nobody wants to make a decision today. They all use analytics. It's what Gabe, with his ridiculous way he manages, just uses numbers. Because you know why? Don't blame me. Blame the numbers.
Yeah, the computer said to do it. So that's why I did it. You're right.
What the hell's that about?
No, it's a good point. Last one.
Fly, Eagles, fly. No, wait, the refs took our wings away. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. I can't sing that one either. I don't know. We need shooters. Let's go fly. No, hell no. I'm not a Philly fan. I'm a Dodgers fan. I'm just lost, okay?
Oh, he's a drift boat at sea. trying to find a way to chart the course to success.
Yeah, it's tough.
Well, look, Jimmy Butler's out with the groin? Strained groin? That's a lingerer.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.